time for us to talk a little Celtics basketball as we're joined by John Corrales of the Locked On Celtics podcast and Boston Sports Journal. Currently, John being squired around the big city in his limo. How is it going, John?
It's going very well, thank you.
How's the view from the back there?
Well, you know, I tend to keep the windows as tinted as possible, so no one can see me. I like to keep separated from, you know, the masses, being at my elite status.
I understand that. Yes, absolutely. I wanted to ask you this, John: have they stopped scoring in the All-Star game yet?
Jason Tatum just hit three more three-pointers. There's a lot of that going around there in the All-Star game. And, you know, people are not thrilled with the way things went. But, you put up 180 points. There has to be a little bit of blowback for the quote-unquote level of defense that was played.
But as you pointed out, the All-Star game, it's not your father's All-Star game anymore. And this is, among other things, an opportunity for the players to showcase themselves and their brand.
Yeah, I think we really have to understand what this whole thing historically has meant. Tom Chambers was the NBA's first unrestricted free agent, and this was back in 1987, where he was the MVP of the All-Star game, and that helped propel him to a new contract. So back then, playing hard in the All-Star game was a way to kind of showcase yourself to the rest of the league and to fans, so people could go, oh, wow, I didn't know Tom Chambers had it like that. Nowadays, that element is gone. That element, everybody knows everything. People are being scouted since they're like 10 years old. Everybody knows who these players are. And now it's about just enhancing your own brand, getting the Instagram photos, getting the Instagram clips, the highlight dunks, all of those things are more important to these guys than the game. And honestly, I don't care that that's the case. This is their chance to say, hey, let's go out there. And, you know, this is their chance to make a little extra money on their marketing and their, you know, get some sponsorships. And if that's what it is, then that's what it is. I'd rather have that be the case than force some sort of basketball to be, you know, fake competitive and have some guy get hurt.
Absolutely. And whatever it is, whatever we think it is, it certainly provided an opportunity for Jason Tatum to continue this progression that we've watched from being what he was as a young player to being now a legitimate NBA superstar.
Yeah, and he gets out there, he plays 35 minutes, which is not exactly heavy lifting in the All-Star game. He gets hot, and he's got his coach on the sideline. And so when the third quarter happens, he can basically, you know, turn to Joe Mazzulla and say, hey, I want to do this, I'm going to go for it. And Joe says, yeah, sure, go for it. And he goes off and gets his double nickel and sells a couple of shoes in the process, and It's all positive. It's all great, and it gives him that kind of the spotlight, in a sense that once you're named an All-Star MVP, that can start a narrative. That can start a thing with the voters where, hey, he dropped 55 points in an All-Star game, and he's the All-Star game MVP, and here come the Celtics over the last 23 games and making a run and solidifying themselves as the number one seed, and maybe that propels him into the regular season MVP. So that's on a personal level, that was important to Jason Tatum. I think the Celtics get more out of Jason Tatum getting this All-Star MVP than having Joe Mazzulla sit him down and costing Tatum a shot at this. I think Mazzulla scores a few points with his superstar, and when the end of the season comes or the playoffs come around and it's time for Mazzulla to call in a favor or whatever it is and say, hey, you're sitting, or hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z, he can say, you got the All-Star Game MVP. I gave that to you. Now you got to give me something. And I think Tatum will kind of respond to that. Anytime a boss has done something nice for me, makes me want to work harder for my boss.
Absolutely. We're talking with John Corrales here on Dantel. Well, speaking of Joe Mazzulla, the interim tag removed, he is the Celtics head coach now. What are the questions that you have? Do we know all we know about Joe Mazzulla as head coach, or will we have to wait and see how he responds in the heat of postseason games?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot more that he can kind of show us. This is all part of the experience. We didn't know a lot about Ime Udoka until the Celtics made the run that they just made. So I think there's plenty for Joe to show us. And, you know, removing the interim tag removes the distraction and removes any sort of questions that may have come up. So it's good that that's kind of taken care of. Timing of it was interesting, but I'm glad that everything with Ime Udoka is now buttoned up and put away. And Joe can focus on the next step here. And by giving him the contract extension over the last, you know, 2 months of the season, as Brad Stevens said, you don't want a guy coaching in game seven looking over his shoulder, you know, wondering if I make a mistake here, is this going to cost me my chance in the contract? You take care of all of that now, and then this week he can go out and coach a game seven and stay in the moment and hopefully make the right decisions during the game.
So 24 games left to go when they pick it up later in the week with the Indiana Pacers. What are the goals for this team? What do they need to do well to get themselves in position to get back to the finals?
I think one of the things they need to do is get that starting lineup, that the reps that they need. You know, that Robert Williams, Al Horford, Tatum, Brown, Smart group has to go out there and get more reps together. Even though they were getting reps together last year, and it's not like they don't know how to play together, but with Mazzulla and some of the concepts that he's throwing out there and different teammates coming off the bench, my priority is over a couple of dozen games left to go, you go out, get these guys the reps, get these guys some familiarity, you get Robert Williams going and kind of up to speed so he can produce the way we expect him to produce in the playoffs. And then from there, it's just guys adjusting to some new roles. Derek White moving to the bench and doing what he's been doing, hopefully continuing to do what he's been doing in that more limited role. If we can get all of that settled and not have any more injuries, then I think the Celtics can focus on really making that stretch run and getting themselves into position to be healthy and on point when the playoffs come around.
All right, there you go with the breakdown from John Corrales as we head to the post-All-Star break phase of the season. John, appreciate it as always, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right, talk to you later. Thank you.